Hey team, apologies for the lack of content this week. Ben was a Chris Scott style late out on Monday, which has forced a reschedule, and then we couldn't get our studio for tonight. Unlike Brody Smith, we know when to call things off and decided to basically give this week a rest. Check out Crowcast or Crowject for some general game chat this week. However, we did receive a bunch of great listener audio over the weekend and didn't want to let it go to waste before we head down to Tassie and potentially end our already disappointing season. Kicking things off with Pete's Pizzas.
Hi everyone, welcome to Pete's Pizzas. Thanks again to the Here We Crow crew for giving us all a platform to commiserate together. So I'm going to give you three takeaways to chew on after an incredibly disappointing loss against Essendon. And first up, I'm talking about backs. Matthew Nicks backed in Taylor Walker when he had a bad back. And on Friday night, he backed in Brody Smith with his bad back. He just loves backing the boys in. So I've made a backing the boys in bacon pizza. It's just bacon and more bacon with extra bacon served with extra slices of bacon because we love bacon the boys in. Second pizza is the Formaggio Quattro, otherwise known as the Four Cheese Pizza. And that's for Captain Dawson and Soligo's four-quarter effort. Well done to them. But the fact that we kicked seven unanswered goals either side of half-time and still didn't win was an awful outcome. Shame on the rest of the team for going missing for large parts of the match. And lastly, yes, the umpires were terrible, but we all know if we need to rely on umpires, we aren't going to win many games of football. We've been exposed so far this season with our poor skills, we often look panicked, and our selection integrity has been compromised. So I'm once again asking Matthew Nicks to play the kids with my kids' size margarita pizza. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Pete. It's potentially an indictment how well Pete sums up our games in just over a minute. We generally go for an hour and a half. Speaking of summing things up better than we can, here's Aaron from Iowa.
Hello, Here We Crow. Aaron from Iowa here. Let's do one quick nugget and then let's say 20 minutes of semi-optimism. Quick nugget. The rebounding, just not good enough. I think that's the main thing that cost us the game today. I think, you know what, the inside differential was inside 50 differential was crazy. And if I count quick, Essendon had four intercept marks in our defensive half, and we gave up eight free kicks with the ball in our hands in our own defensive half. That's a lot of holding the ball calls. They have to figure out how to... The way that they play invites so much pressure. It happened last year, too. We talked about it, but they're able to get spread a little bit more. But every team has, like, their best tackling game of the year against us, and they have to get spread more. I don't know. I think this is another speed thing, where some players just got to get out of there, and we got to find a way to interject a little more speed into the game, even if it makes more chaos and a few more intercepts that with the ball on the ground, because it's not good enough right now. 20 seconds of semi-optimism. We're 1-5. We have five games left against the worst four teams in the comp, in my opinion: Richmond, North Melbourne, Hawthorn, and West Coast. If we win those five games, I know big if, but if we win those five games, we'd be 6-5, and then we just got to be 7-5 or 6-6 the rest of the way to get to 12 or 13 wins and give ourselves a shot at finals. Do I think we can do it? But hey, that's the optimistic look. Let's just bounce back here and take what we can get next week. Hopefully it's a nice bounce back game for us. So it's one we will need. Thanks. Talk to you guys later.
Aaron pointing out some of those key deficiencies, but choosing to stay positive. I like it. I think the speed thing is definitely something we've spoken about on the pod the last few weeks. And it's noticeable when we have those slower midfielders around the ball, even at around the ground stoppages. We just get absolutely burnt when other teams are fast and agile. So not excellent points yet again. Long-term friend of the pod, Yoav, is up next.
Hi, Yoav here. Another disappointing loss, but not as disappointing as those first three. The game plan was still good. The kids were still in the mid, and Dawson found form again. The most concerning issue to me was the mentality of the players. They come in nervous to these games when there's a tiny bit of expectation on them to win, when they're playing opponents that are good, but that they can beat. Hopefully this is something that they manage to fix throughout the rest of the year, because if they don't, next year will be more of the same. And maybe when we make finals, we'll just crash out because they just can't get their mentality right. Now's the time to fix this. Let's see if they can do it.
Yeah, some good points there. We've been plagued by that mentality thing for a while. Going into games, we should win with probably overconfident. and going down and then going into games we should lose and performing well above expectation. So, yeah, definitely something that we should be trying to fix whilst we're not vying for a grand final. Up next, we have a voicemail from Kate.
Hi, Here We Crow. It's Kate here. Thought I'd send a voicemail. I'm not sure how much of the pod live I'll get through this week, but I've just got home from the game. What in the living fuck was that schizophrenic tonight? I've never seen a game where we have been so all over the map. I cannot understand how we would look like a completely different team and completely different players. Every 5 minutes, it was different. I'm so frustrated. I'm so perplexed. I'm glad we lost because God knows we have so much work to do, and a win would have just papered over that. But I can't understand how we had such moments of genius and such moments of absolute atrocity. It makes no sense to me. I wish you all the luck in the world for trying to talk about it in any kind of acceptable way this week. But wow, we are so far off it. It is not funny. Anyway, apologies to Henry if he's heard my swearing, and good luck, guys. Let's hope things change somehow from here. All right, then. Bye.
Thanks, Kate. We were so upset we decided not to do the podcast this week. Some good points. It was, that was a tough game to watch, and really frustrating. Really frustrating seeing us go down like that in a game that we really should be winning if we think we're as good as we are. And look, we aren't doing a live proper podcast this week, but we wouldn't let you go in without the selections from the man, Bozza.
All right, quick one. Rushed into the sauna to quickly do some selections for round 1 and 6. So I've got 4 changes. 2 forced. For goodness sake, Smith, do the right thing, mate. Hang them up. It's enough. I've had enough of watching your fucking shit every week. Excuse my language. So Smith to retire immediately. Barry injured. And I've got Ned and Scholl making way. Bobby Crouch back. Curtin, Dowling to debut. Strawn in to add another ruckman to someone that can actually take a contested mark around the ground. And Pedler to sub this week. So let's hope tomorrow is myself and the King's birthday. So let's hope on Saturday we can get a win for Tex, because he's probably the only one that deserves it. Anyway, that's enough for me. Quick one. Speak to you next week. Bye.
Thanks, Boz. Happy birthday for tomorrow, and best wishes to the family as well. Yeah, I think we're all got our fingers and toes crossed for a Dowling debut. Love to see Curtin as well. Really worried we haven't seen anything on the socials about either of them debuting this week. So we're probably going to see Murphy back in. Whatever else happens there around that. If Murphy's in and McHenry isn't out, I'm going to be probably on Twitter joining in the chorus. So, all right, we're going to wrap it up there. Thank you to everybody for sending in their audio. Sorry for not doing a proper podcast this week, but we thought we really needed to use what you guys had sent through. So we put this together. We will be back for a big Showdown Week podcast next week live. We'll let you know on the socials exactly which day, but it will be happening. So we'll see you then. Thanks.